Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Where it go?
Where it go?
Okay, welcome back to Cooling Out Radio.
Got Sal here.
Kev.
And
if you'll notice, there's a familiar voice that's missing.
Yeah, we had to let him go.
Yeah.
You didn't make the cut.
Yeah, he wouldn't fit the future for us, so we're moving in a different direction.
Yeah, it was. You know, we talked about it. We had a lot of conversations, a lot of talks, and, you know, after a lot of tears,
yeah,
we just came to terms that Ro just didn't fit.
He didn't cut it, no. But it was an amicable breakup, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Yeah, I think he even moved to Mexico.
Yeah. Cancun, yeah. Hope you don't drink the water.
Word. And don't drink liquor over there. I heard it's a lot potent. Nah, but yeah, he went away.
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah. Rel is somewhere probably inebriated on a beach.
Staring at the sky right now, chilling.
Just chilling, yeah. He's on vacation, but we're holding it down.
Yeah, we came back another week. How was your week, Kev?
Week's been...
Like the
it's
weather.
Been tiring. I started going back to the gym again, and I've been up every morning at like 5.
Really? How long has it been since you've been back?
I went the week before last, but then I went on like a mini vacation. I took like a 4-day weekend. And then I was going to go back last Wednesday, and I was just like, I'll start again new on Monday.
I hate those when you want to go back, but you're like, I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah, so I did that, but it's been good. I've been going every day, but today was the hardest.
You hurt your leg,
my
right?
Quad.
Your quad.
So I didn't want to risk anything. So I was out for like 10 weeks, and then I went back, and then I took a whole week off, and now I'm back again. And then I'm about to take like 4 days off, so I'm trying to get 5 in this week because Memorial Day weekend coming up. Unhealthy. Yeah.
You're not going to the gym this weekend.
I don't think I'm gonna find a gym. Well, I'm going out of town. I don't think I'm gonna find a gym. Mm. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna have time for a gym.
I always wonder, like, cause the people that work at the gym,
yeah,
they know, they have to know all the faces that come there, and they sort of know when you haven't been back in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
I feel like they prejudge you when you come back. Like,
I gotta live with it.
Hey, I know. At least you're going.
Yeah.
At least you're going. Not like these people who start going now. Yeah. To get ready for the summer.
As long as you go.
That's true.
But yeah, my week's just been time. Been up at 5. And work week is like 8 to 9 hours. Maybe a little longer sometimes. And I'm home. Mm-hmm. Just got to get ready for the next day. I'm trying to like do videos for the pod and stuff. So I'm looking forward to this vacation.
I know. I can't wait either.
But aside from that, I can't complain really. Mm-hmm. It's good to build good habits. So.
Hey, if you wake up at 5 a.m., I think that's the best.
Yeah.
You get an early start to the day.
Yeah.
But then when you get home, you go to sleep at like 10 or?
Last night I was in bed at like 9:30. It fluctuates. Like if there's a game on.
Oh, yeah.
Like once the finals start, I'm just going to have to like stay caffeined up.
I know. I saw that. It was like 9 o'clock. I was like.
Oh, no. No, I haven't watched any Warriors games to date. On the weekdays.
On the weekdays.
They haven't lost the game. I haven't missed the thing yet. I'll be up
till
like 11:30, 12 Eastern Standard Time.
I saw that's the schedule for next week when the finals start. Game one.
I pray hard and drink coffee.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
These Western games are killing us. at least a little earlier, like 7. Does it start at 7?
The finals usually, yeah, going to be at 9. Sometimes 8:30, probably a Sunday. Damn. But, you know.
Whatever, it's still going to be a good game.
Yeah.
They play today too, right?
Game 5. Yeah.
They need to
close. Yeah, by the time you guys hear this, Memorial Day weekend, it would have passed.
Yeah, you already know it's going to be Warriors versus Cavs. Cavs, yeah. So enjoy.
Yeah. How was your week?
It's been really gloomy. Like, it's just this weather. Last week it was so nice, and now it's like,
yeah,
it feels just dead. Like, I feel like I'm in Seattle or Portland.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's bipolar-ass weather. That's a great point.
It's just the fog. It's like, it's emotional almost. Like, what's going on with New York?
Damn, I just noticed. Yeah, the sun has not been out. I haven't even...
I saw, like, I like to bike, so I bike at least 5 miles a day now.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I think it was Tuesday where the sun came out for like 5 minutes. So I got all my shit together to go.
Yeah.
And then I bring my bike down, it starts raining.
Damn.
And I was just like, I really want to just ride in the rain.
Yeah.
But I was just like, no, this is, like, I understand New York. It's fine.
I'm thinking about getting one.
Biking is a stress reliever.
Yeah, I want to find really a nice, affordable, maybe used bike for like max 200.
Just take one of those city bikes. Just take.
There's
it
not a, not one dock parked close enough to my house. I would have been signed up. That would have been easy. But no, there's not one parked docked close enough to my house.
I'll hit you up with one of my homeboys. He knows how to steal them. I got you.
He's joking, people. He's joking.
Nah, I have a meaning. I know you asked about it. I have to send you the link for that. Zig, I bought my bike for like 3-something. And like the bike stores, I didn't even know they hook them up for you. Like you bring them. I brought my bike in a box to the bike shop.
Oh, they'll install them for you? Because I was on Amazon, sure. But once I saw assemble when you come home, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it comes like a TV.
I'm good with my brain, not my hands. That ain't for me, dog.
But they do have the option where they make it for you. Don't they don't? Or...
And they ship it like that? I just need to ship them ready and I'll pay whatever.
Maybe. I think
I'm millennialed out.
I'm a lazy ass.
My mother be like, I'm a millennialed out.
Nah, we not made to make bikes.
I'm not.
I saw the same thing. I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to make this damn bike? Luckily, I pushed the bike like 3 blocks down. And all bike shops, I think they assemble them. So you should be good. All
right.
Hopefully.
But aside from the weather, how's your week been?
Work is pretty stressful. Restaurants are getting pretty busy now. Especially the weather is getting better. Quote unquote.
To some, yeah.
So collecting this money is getting harder, but it's fun. It makes I work like 9-10 hours. It makes it go by. I get to look forward to coming out on the podcast, write my notes instead of doing work.
Yeah.
This week has been really interesting because I've been thinking a lot about leftovers.
Okay.
Shout out to Ed. He couldn't be here to talk about it with us.
He'll be back real soon, though.
I hope so.
Wait, am I in the frame if I lean back like this, or should I?
You want me to?
No. It's cool.
No, but we have a couple of topics, but there's this show called The Leftovers.
On HBO. That's one of the best shows on television.
What's this? Jonathan?
Abram. No. Damon Lindelof. Who's associated with Lost.
Mm-hmm. What else is he doing?
I forgot what else. His name is to some other projects.
I mean, Lost is good enough.
Yeah.
I take Lost. But if you're a Lost fan... This show it doesn't really talk about the mission behind it, but basically people disappeared on a certain day, and it's dealing with how people are affected by this.
Yeah, there was a sudden departure on October 14th,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was 2% of the world's population. And the first season was how the people of Mapleton, New York, reacted to this, how they dealt with it,
mm-hmm.
which included many spoilers coming up. So if you don't watch the show, I would like fast forward like 15 to 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
Which included what? A lot of chain smoking, self-medicating, cults, a lot of sex, yes, a lot of emotionless sex,
mm-hmm.
a lot of darkness.
I think even like one of... And I think what's interesting about the show is that they don't tell you how these people disappear.
Nope. You have no idea where they are.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you keep thinking you're going to figure it out. Like, my girlfriend tried to watch the first season with me, and she's like, I don't understand the show. And I'm like, but this is the purpose of it. You're supposed to... You're not supposed to learn what happened. You're supposed to learn about what's happening as the show progresses with that main idea. Like, that idea is still focused. Like, it's still a main part of the show. And I think it's hard for shows to really have one mission or one... Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, one idea that it stays continuous throughout each season, each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Some shows like Empire.
I haven't watched that.
But for those who watch Empire, it's like season one is the dude, the father is trying to take over. Season two is like now the father can't take over. He's going to jail. But this show is like each episode has to do with the departure.
Yeah. How did season one wrap up?
They moved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Season one, yeah. It's just all about reacting.
Mm-hmm.
The main character's name is Kevin. Season one is just all, like you said, them coping with departure. Eventually through that season, you learned where they were, the things they've lost, mm-hmm. how these main characters are coping. Season two, they moved from Mapleton, New Jersey, to New York to... Miracle, Texas, is it?
Yeah, Miracle. I think it's in Texas. Yeah.
And that starts a different plot mm-hmm. where Kevin is now like being haunted by his mages for by a dead woman.
Then he killed her, right?
Yes, and like, and not in the tradition. And I would definitely implore you to watch the show.
It gets religious at times too.
Yeah.
Like if you read the Bible, there's a lot of episodes that have to do with scripture, which I didn't even know. I had to like reread episodes.
Like what? Like you said you had those, so what are some of your thoughts? Like what did you want to discuss specifically?
Well, one of my questions was, what do you think makes this show stand out as opposed to all the other shows that we're seeing on TV? Westworld, Game of Thrones, Insecure, Atlanta, like, what is your opinion on this show that makes it different from all these other shows that are out there?
The way they could portray like darkness and gloominess, but in a way that's still compelling and not like completely overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this previous episode, Kevin's ex-wife probably may or may not have committed like suicide, but like you get it if you follow the arc of her story.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the way the story's written, the risks they take, the different theme musics, the way the seasons start, mm-hmm. hundreds of years in the past, but then it correlates with the future, the way the characters have developed, the chances they take.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you look at some of the things they did last season, with the way they flirt with the supernatural, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That score too, like once that near. Like, it's powerful, and it just, I don't know, it just, I identify with it.
Yeah?
I really like that too, yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Probably Kevin.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about you?
I kind of like his ex-wife, but I haven't seen this. Lori, but I haven't seen this episode yet.
Why didn't you tell me that when I was saying? I don't care.
I'm going to watch it, but I read up on it. I didn't see it because I was at work, but... I saw how it has to do, like, they're going to try to explain the guilty remnant, which is basically these group of, these people who don't speak, they just annoy the fuck out of you.
And smoke cigarettes. Chain smoke.
And, like, you don't know what the hell they're doing and what's going on. They wear all white. And you're trying to figure out why is it that this cult exists. And I think with this episode, you get more of an idea, I'm assuming, on what the cult is.
To this point, they've explained like why they're there, why the cult. You get why she joined, like what compelled her, what prompted her
mm-hmm.
to join the group. Like you kind of do, but you get the moments before and the things she was doing or tries to do, and then why she ultimately decides.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, you've gotten her motivations, but now you see actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like before she joins.
Before she joins.
So yeah, like back before. When she was a therapist.
So before even the first episode, no, is it the first episode?
I forgot how the very first episode started at this point.
Oh, that's true. We got to touch back on that.
I really do.
But
I think it started with the portrait, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because all I remember is everyone disappearing and everyone screaming and cars crashing, and then it pans out to the sky and that's it.
Yeah.
There's so much. And then I like her a lot, especially with what she's been doing now. Like, you don't really get an idea of who she is, because I think the first half of season one, she's still quiet.
Yeah.
And you try to realize, like, okay, like, what I like about television is like we spoke about last week, you put yourself in that character's position. You always reflect yourself onto the person you're watching. So it's like, how would I feel if, you know, I'm witnessing all these people disappear, but yet my family is still here? And it's like, you sort of realize, and she's a therapist at the same time. So it's like, she's getting all these emotions in, and it's causing her to feel almost the same way as her patients.
Yeah.
And you start to realize, like, those feelings are being projected onto her too. So she's feeling lost without even losing anything. And then as the season progresses, you realize, like, she speaks. And in this season, she seems happy as hell, especially she's with a black guy.
Yeah.
And you just kind of get a sense of who she was before this whole mess happened, I think. I think she's one of my favorites. But I'm sort of treading because what's the priest's name?
Matt.
He's sort of becoming, not a favorite, but I like his character. I like where it's going.
He's up there too for me, yeah.
I don't like him, but I like the idea of him. Like, the last episode was, I think it was the episode before this one, when he's trying to meet with Kevin because he thinks Kevin is Jesus.
Yeah.
And he gets on a boat, and long story short, he finds out that God is on this boat, the actual God is on this boat, and he's trying to get this person to say he's not God. And it's like, this religious person, the person on the show who's the most religious, finds out that someone is portraying themselves as God, and he's treating them as if they're a criminal.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I was just like, they really took this person who's religious and put God in front of him, and he doesn't even believe that he's God.
Ties him up to a chair, and
there's like, he's sitting next to a lion.
Yeah, a caged lion. That's why I love this show. If somebody's listening to this, they're like, yo, what the fuck? If
you haven't
watched.
You gotta watch the show. Like, if you ever have time, it may be like confusing.
That eats God. Air quotation, eats God at the end.
It's just, it's like, it talks a lot about things I don't see on TV anymore. Like, one of my favorite shows is, and we talked about it before, Insecure. And that's sort of, it's real life. Like, it's sort of like dealing with an independent black woman who's working in a field where it's predominantly white, and they're trying to figure out the black culture. I can't wait for that. That comes back in July.
And along with Thrones, but continue.
I gotta watch Thrones too. This is the last season, right?
One more. But the season's shortened, 7 episodes.
Only 7?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is supposed to be the same amount?
I think 6.
Damn. They really...
they're getting right to it.
They really are. Well, I heard that the author's dying, so they need to hurry up with this.
No, they mapped out.
They did?
I forgot before. I think it was before season 4. They, like, met with him and mapped out. They had, like, a 3-4-hour lunch, I think, and they mapped out all the end game for these specific characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's up to them how they get there. But they know their endings. I forgot their names. I'm seeing it. They're named in the credits right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the two writers, yeah.
Oh, so they know what's going on.
They know the end game, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's on them how to get there.
I haven't seen the last season yet.
Wow. Okay.
I haven't seen the last season, so I'm waiting. Like, I think the last episode I seen, for those people who haven't watched it, I'm sorry. Wow. You were really late, but it was when this chick... not Jamie's sister.
Cersei?
Cersei, she comes back. Like, she starts becoming, I think she becomes queen again.
How does she become queen?
The one of the episodes I remember was they make her walk through naked.
Shame.
And then she gets, bless you, she comes back and she's like, we have to get, she wants to basically get that, those group of people, the cult that's in it. She wants to get them back. That's the last thing I read. And then, like, she got put a crown on top of her head.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
It took a while for me to get into it. I'm not going to lie. Everyone was hype on it, and I couldn't. Like, I watched season four. It was the episode where they fight the giants and stuff on the wall. Mm-hmm. That's the episode I got into that made me want to watch all the other ones. What do you think? Do you think that's, like, one of the top shows?
Thrones? Yeah, that's probably my favorite show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At the on the moment right now, it's your favorite show?
Yeah. Like, that's the... Well, currently Leftovers, because it's on. Mm-hmm. But, like, Thrones, I would... Like, on Sunday, I'm going to watch it. Like, I won't even risk... Other shows I'll just watch in the week. Like, put on a DVR, but I don't want it to be ruined. Like, I want to enjoy it live.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, other shows I'm fine if it's, like... I can live with it. Mm-hmm. Well, aside from Leftovers. Leftovers is like that now. After the end of the first episode, when I watched it, like, on Tuesday, I was like, nah, I can't. I need to see this.
No, the first episode was really good.
I love that show.
Have you been watching any Netflix shows lately?
I've watched a couple. Master of None is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't watched
Fantastic.
It yet.
Fantastic. I watched Master of None. What else is this shit? 13 Reasons Why. I've seen Love. Girl Boss, Lovesick. What else is on there? Started OA. Started on Untouchable Kenny Smith. I forgot what else, but yeah. Being in a relationship, I've just been taking it easy and binging.
No, those are 13 Reasons Why is like, I think it's super underrated, but it's an emotionally invested show. Like, I couldn't. I left a lot of feelings in that show that I
didn't know dark. Feel.
It only gets happy like the last few seconds of the episode, and that's not even.
And that's debatable.
Yeah, that's the, that's a like I didn't realize the effect kids have on each other, especially in high school.
Yeah, they put a lot of disclaimers on it, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like a lot of the episodes when they'll start this episode is depicting rape or this episode is depicting suicide.
Still for me on Netflix. Granted, I never watched that much Netflix before original programming, but it's like, damn, okay.
Okay. And then they say in like season two is supposed to be a little bit more happier as far as like what they talk about and how
you've seen
I don't know how.
What they set up and allude to, some of the things they allude to at the end, like with the kid that takes the photos.
Oh, damn.
Gearing up for war.
Those like Call of Duty? Like this dude had a big ass, sorry for the
Again, spoilers. Yeah, a lot of TV spoilers, yeah. I'm going to put it in the notes. Like a lot of TV talk with spoilers.
But he had the big ass trunk.
Yeah,
with like
guns galore. Yeah.
Look like the when you start your before you start Call of Duty and you start picking up your missions. I mean your guns and your grenades.
He got his targets lined up.
I was just like, out of everybody, him.
Yeah. Well, they did. That's what happens when you bully.
That's true. And the whole idea with the rape culture, like. I didn't understand it either. And then I was watching The Breakfast Club. And one show I got into that is hilarious is The Carmichael Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the dude from Get Out, the best friend.
No, I know. I saw the interview. I was going to give that a look. So
it is hilarious. Like, the first episode is funny. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me of, like, old school. Like, it reminded me of In the House, I think it's called, with LL Cool J.
Yeah.
And they talked about how, like, rape culture, now no one really talks about it. Like, people think consent is more than just, no, like, people drink and you get drunk and people think that that's automatically we could have sex together when it's,
yeah.
it's more of like a, you need a verbal yes or make a person feel comfortable. And one of the episodes in 13 Reasons Why is like, it really depicts that in a
light. Oh, no, past that. Because there's like a clear no.
Well, yeah.
There's like not even, there's nothing open for interpretation. There's a clear no repeated.
Yeah.
With the pool?
Oh, which that one? Yeah.
Oh.
I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
The one before that one.
Yeah. When she was kind of fighting him.
Like,
as it went on, she was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. That show is dark.
Yeah, it opens your eyes, especially if you want to have kids and you're thinking about
what they can go through, yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, so, I don't know about you, like, in high school.
There wasn't that for me, no.
No.
I didn't.
It was too, well, like,
it was the typical, you know, crack jokes.
For a second, I thought you was going to say typical crack dealer.
But it wasn't that heavy. I didn't hear about people getting raped, and like there's no suicides, and thankfully none of that. No, your typical college. Some people were drinking already. People smoke a little weed. Nothing crazy. Of course, students were having sex, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I would assume that more. I guess because I went to an all boys school, probably that wasn't happening. But more in college, that was happening. Like what?
Oh yeah, who knows? Yeah, I've heard some stories. That will not. We've heard some stories. Not about
entertaining ones, but I didn't expect that. And that was a show that came left. Like it just came out of nowhere. I hate how Netflix does that. Like you don't know when the show is gonna come out. You just see it. And you sort of like the OA.
Mm-hmm. I was just in that weekend it came out. And this was when my quad was like really, like I needed to rest it. Just walking on it was just going to keep aggravating it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me just chill in, see what's on. And then it was like 13 tapes, Girl That Commits Suicide. I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. And I was all in. I'm all in for teen angst.
Yeah, that's true. Like Dawson's Creek.
I mean, all in for, yeah. But it escalated. But by that time, I was already hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely escalated as the episodes built. But I was already hooked. And that was a good watch.
No, it is. You finished it.
Right? Yeah, that weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not a reformed binger now. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Before this, I was not a
binge watcher.
But now I'm a binger. Every now and then.
What's the most you could watch in one sitting? The whole season? 13 Hours Why.
I watch 13 Reasons Why in a week between Saturday and Sunday. I can't do it all in like a day. But I did it between Saturday and Sunday.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah, and I never understood how people could, but now I do.
Well, I remember when, so in college, Kevin got us into Lost.
Oh, yeah.
So he brought his DVD set. And it was like, I think it was a spring break week or something like that. Everyone went home. And we would like watch Lost, like what, for 4 days or something like that?
Strange. I think so. Yeah.
We was trying to catch up before the season ended. And we just
want
to put the Nest disc in.
Yeah.
That was like the first time.
The good old days.
Yeah. Before Netflix. But
you seen Master of None?
I keep seeing it.
Like, have you seen the first season?
I haven't seen any of it.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about? It's just about Aziz?
Aziz Ansari. First season is him just in the city. And again, I'm a sucker for, I love New York.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to actual restaurants. He's a lover of food, as am I. So he goes to a lot of restaurants about him hanging with his friends, trying to deal with Indian parents and their expectations of him versus like what he likes and the rules he follows or doesn't follow.
Mm-hmm.
Romance in the city or lack thereof, finding it,
mm-hmm.
maintaining it, having it, stuff like that. So always entertaining.
I just love thought about that title too.
Huh?
The title.
Master of None. Well, what I take it as, and you can, if you watch it,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that he's good at a lot of stuff, but he's not not really perfect in any area mm-hmm. or really well versed in any specific area.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these episodes get very ambitious, One episode, I'm not going to spoil anything, tells the nature of his relationship through the course of just mornings. Just waking up in bed or like having breakfast just through the course of multiple mornings tells the course of his relationship to that point. That's just one episode. One in the first season. One episode this season, Black and White, as an ode to like an old Indian film. One episode, the plot advances over the course about his friend. It advances over the course of multiple Thanksgivings. And it's very well, I don't want to tell you what the plot is or anything, but he tells the story of over like five or six Thanksgivings about one of his like main friends. There's episodes about religion, episodes about his parents, like what they deal with as older people and romance and stuff. It's very like, one episode didn't even feature him really, just told the story of other New Yorkers. It's really... It's good. I highly recommend. Yeah. Like when Ed's here, I told him like we should do like the best shows, like five, I don't know, or so that we've seen so far this year. And that would definitely rank highly up there.
Yeah.
That was a great watch, yeah.
I'm going to watch that this weekend.
I would definitely be my first recommendation.
Two seasons, right?
Yeah, 10 episodes each. So entertaining. And he's funny. He's just funny. And he can act. He has more range than just comedy. He can act. Because I never really watched Parks and Rec. But I was like, let me check this out. Because I'd already watched the first season when it came out. I don't even know how that found me. So yeah.
But that's like, that show was one of the first like Netflix, like the popular Netflix shows, right?
Yeah, he was doing an interview. Like when he went into Netflix to shop the show, there were only posters of like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Like he was that early with it. But he really takes his time. I think he said that was 2015. I believe the first season was 2016. No, 2014. First season was 2015. Then he took all this time to do the second season that just came out. But he said that in regards to a third season, he doesn't know if he does do it, it's going to be a while. Because he needs to live a little more. Because he takes inspiration based off his real life. And what he does is... Because he likes to travel a lot. He said because if he doesn't, he'll be in New York doing the same old thing, going to the same places to eat, hanging with the same old friends. And that's great, but at times, you know, you need a refresher, like get a spark again.
That's dope.
Yeah, so when I hear stuff like, I'm like, yeah, I definitely agree.
You could take a break for stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely like a learn, like appealing to me.
I'm going to definitely check it out. That reminds me of like with music, like when people take, well, you have Drake right now who's like making 3 albums a year, but when you take a break and you need that, like, oh, Kanye's in the mountains right now.
Yeah.
That's, so it's like he should take a break. I want to see it now. It kind of made me want to watch the
It's
the
really season, good. Though. Second season's even better.
Yeah.
And that's not to downgrade the first. It's like how Leftovers first season was good, but the second season was like, whoa. It's like that.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, some ambitious stuff. Let me know what you think.
What else was out there? There's a show on Stars.
American Gods.
Have you watched it yet?
No, I saw like interviews and stuff.
It's weird as fuck.
Like, I was watching, listening like Joe Budden's podcast and Brilliant Idiots, and then Charlamagne brought it up.
It's weird as fuck.
The old different. Gods against the new gods and...
It's different. It reminds me of like the, because I always had a thing for Greek gods and like Zeus and Hercules. So it reminds me of that. Like they're real, they're here, and they're like, it seems like they're playing this game with the world. The main character, like I personally think the main character is one of them, but I'm reaching because there's only like, I think, 3 episodes so far. But it's interesting. So it's
no, like, I'm gonna check it out.
It's like one scene where like one of the females or a witch, whatever she is, like she's having sex with this white dude, and she basically eats him with her vagina.
Okay.
Yes. it gets weird like that, but like it's a different show. It's something different, which I mean, everything is different now. But I'm trying to see how it plays out this year. Give it a chance. But
no, I'm gonna check it out.
Masters of None, I'm gonna check out. There was another. Oh, do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I'm like a season behind, and maybe a half now. I stopped in the middle of, I don't even know. There was an episode where they brought their kids mm-hmm. to prison and then somebody snuck in drugs. What season is that?
Two.
That's not two. That's not, because the black lady was like the evil one in two. The one they, spoilers, the one they ran over at the end. The
good woman. Oh, there's three seasons.
What season are they in now? Aren't they in five now? Or four?
Four.
They're in four now?
It has to be four.
That they just started? Then I might not be that much
better. No, because the first season was the black. No, the first season with the second season was the black girl. The third season was with the lesbian who looked like Justin Bieber.
I didn't see that. That's the one I halfway through.
So maybe you've seen the first season. That's
I've seen the first two.
So that's probably the first season.
What season are they in now?
This is the fourth.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm a season and a half behind then.
But you didn't like that episode, or you?
I did. I don't know what was strange time in my life. Well, was that last May? I was all over the place. I wasn't focused on that. I didn't even have a Netflix. It's not as convenient as it is now.
Yeah.
Now that I have a Netflix account. So it was, I don't know. I just fell behind.
It's a different show.
No, I want to pick it back up. I'm going to pick it back up.
Is it really? I mean, with where they're going now, I kind of hope they bring the dude from American Pie back. I don't know his name. He's the main character in American Pie.
No, I know his name.
The first season. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially with what's going on today. They like to bring a lot of situations that's going on in the world. So especially with the shootings and the blacks and white people and mm-hmm. race, I think that's definitely going to play a role in, like, I found out, like, I don't know if you saw the documentary for the Jay-Z documentary.
No, I know the one you're talking about, though. I haven't seen it. On Spike?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I forget his name. But the prison system and, like, how the prison system is corrupt in a way. And it brings interesting light to prison life, basically. Yeah. I used to watch a lot of Gangland and stuff. This was totally different. Definitely check that out. Anyone who hasn't watched Orange yet, check it out. It's not a female show at all.
No, it's really good. It's really good. I was slacking. I gotta pick that up. That and Silicon Valley.
Oh, Silicon Valley is.
I haven't watched an episode of, like, once I watched Leftovers, I'm like, all right, I gotta go to bed and prepare for the mm-hmm. week. So they just stashed up on my DVR. Mm-hmm. News came out today. The dude that lets him use his house, TJ Miller, he's not coming back next season.
I read that too.
Which I didn't read the details because I don't know if they spoil anything that's happened so far. Mm-hmm. Do they? I didn't read the details.
I haven't seen this season yet.
Oh, yeah, me either. So I didn't want to read it and get spoiled. Because I'm going to just run through those.
I heard, like, I was reading an article and I did read that he wasn't coming back. So
damn, I wonder why.
I feel like he got a bigger role somewhere else.
Makes sense.
He's hilarious.
Is he going to be in the next Deadpool?
That
dude was hilarious. Yeah.
And then he was in Cloverfield 2. Not Cloverfield 2, but he was in the first Cloverfield.
He was?
Yeah. Do you remember the movie? Or like
the very first one? About the monster in the city? That ends with the Ferris wheel and you see it flying out. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen
he
that.
He was the comedic...
Shit, it's been a while. Damn. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it since it was in theaters, probably.
He got bit at the end in half. Spoiler alert.
Damn. Hate it had to be him.
Had to be him, but he's in a better place now. He's on HBO television.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
But as far as the TV shows, you recommend any new ones or?
Master of None. That just came out like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Master of None.
That would be, and what's currently on, The Leftovers. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, what else do I haven't really picked up anything else. Cause after the, it's in terms of live, in terms of live, I haven't picked up anything else.
Man,
I have enough on my plate.
Yeah. These TV shows, I don't know. Live is nothing's good live anymore.
Yeah. I haven't had anything live.
Fox, ABC.
I don't watch any shows. I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but that's probably going to be like a binge again in the summer, finish off. Because I've watched the season, but then they took a long break. So I probably like finish that up in the summer when there's nothing on and I need something to watch. That's when a lot of these things are going to get watched.
In the summer?
When like the finals are over and the times when I need something to watch, yeah. That's when I did my spring cleaning.
But then the, I feel like Netflix is going to come out with some good shows this summer.
I've seen a couple. I like the show on there called Flaked. I really enjoy. It's with the dude from Arrested Development, the brother. Yeah. Not Jason Bateman, his older brother. You know him if you saw him. Will Arnett.
I think I know who you're talking
about. I enjoyed that. It was like 10 episodes, I think. Flaked? It took place. Yeah, it took place in Venice. He's like a recovering alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to help people around the area. So that's coming back. I want to see. Speaking of Jason Bateman, somebody sent me this trailer today from at work. Not at work. I was just kidding. Of course, I was just kidding. Ozark, I think it's called. Ozark. And the plot is Jason Bateman and his family, they live ordinary lives, aside from the fact that Jason Bateman is a money launderer for like the second biggest Mexican cartel in the world. And that's like July, I think, 21st or 14th. Mm-hmm. So I'm all in on that. That looks very interesting.
Comedy, you think? Or?
No. No. This is very serious. No. Watch the trailer.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, watch the trailer. And then another one, something with... Damn, it's something with friends in the title that looks really good. Mm-hmm. Who made Get Out? Was it Key or Peele?
Peele.
So Key, the bald one, the dude that's bald, he's in it. Randy Savage, I think it is, from The Wonder Years. Damn, he Randy has to have Savage? Made something aside from that. That can't be it.
You're not talking about Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah, his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I miss him.
Him.
Eric.
Some girl. And they're like friends in college, but it's about, they're in their 40s, I think it is. Because mm-hmm. the trailer didn't really explain this. But I read the plot below on a YouTube page. Mm. They're in like their 40s and they're trying to navigate like professionally and like socially. Like trying to handle their 40s, their failures, what they've accomplished. Based mm-hmm. on, because the trailer is just, it's like a night. They're all hanging out for a night and they're drinking. No, it starts out the married couple, it appears mm-hmm. they are from the trailer, gives two friends like a box. There's like the green one is Adderall, it's pills, a bunch of pills. The blue one is like Viagra and the white one don't take it. That's how the trailer starts, and you see them sticking pizza to the ceiling and sticking pizza to the wall, seeing if it sticks. Randy Savage is like snorting cocaine, and he's like, "So this is Adderall." And I was like, "No, it's cocaine." And he's like, "I just did cocaine," and then it ends with him like doing another line, saying, "No, that's it." But it looks interesting. That's like they're within weeks of each other. These two shows, Ozark and whatever this friendship show is. So those I am looking forward to.
Oh, and Defenders.
Oh, yeah, that too in, like, August, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
You don't have to watch Iron Fist. And
I haven't watched... I want to watch Luke Cage or Jessica Jones or both. I'm not going to watch... I wasn't going to watch Iron Fist. From the reviews I read, nobody seems to like it. I was just like, I'm cool on that then.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it brings you more into the story of what the villain is. But, I don't know. Luke Cage is better than Iron Fist, but, I mean, they really, like... I don't know.
So if Daredevil's the best and Iron Fist is the worst, what's the second?
Second worst or second best?
Best.
Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Those Jessica Jones and Daredevil, one of the top shows on Netflix. Jessica Jones is, I know it's harder to get into because it's more of a detective thing. It's like mm-hmm. you have to figure stuff out. Daredevil has way more action in it. But in Defenders, what I like is it looked like they took the same style they did Daredevil in.
I've seen all of Daredevils. That's good.
And, like, you know the fighting scenes where, like, there's no cuts. It's just Daredevil, like, fighting straight. That's how the Defenders looks. Like, there's no, like, cuts or, like, you going straight into it. No stops, no breaks. It's just straight camera roll, like, nothing stopping the action. So it looks, and then the story is following the comics in a way.
So in terms of plot details, there's some from Daredevil.
I feel like it's more from Daredevil. It's
from like what I've seen in that trailer.
It looks more like a Daredevil.
Well, like Elektra was in it.
Yeah.
So is there, Basically, my question is based on, do I have to watch the other three for plot details?
Nah.
Just for entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Iron Fist.
I mean, I never thought he was an interesting character anyway. I read, like, Iron Fist was made around the time, like, Bruce Lee? I'm probably going to get.
I don't know. You're more comic-versed than me.
The karate dude that, like, he made all those movies. Yeah, it's Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee?
Yeah, how he made all, like, the karate at that. It was, like, the karate era where they started making all these karate movies. The Last Dragon, mm-hmm. Karate Kid. Like, when everyone was into doing karate, that's why they made Iron Fist to sort of fill that gap in the comic books. But it's, you don't need to watch it, I don't think. Don't waste your time.
They're probably not going to watch it, yeah.
Don't waste your time.
I got enough on them, yeah. On the list.
But we did have another topic to talk about today, which was from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys again for coming, Jeff.
Yeah, Manny, Angelo. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, we found out how old you guys are. You guys tricked us.
It's cool. Let's not eat. when we were about to leave, he asked us a question I did not expect. It was basically, how do you perceive yourself versus how the world perceives yourself? I don't know. It was very unexpected.
Agreed.
And I thought, given you didn't have enough time to think about it, kind of just spring on you. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought if you do want to expand on that topic.
I do. Because that, I think that's something that, at this age, I feel like a lot of us don't have a grasp yet.
Yeah.
And we sort of think about, but we never really talk about it. So, like, what's your opinion on it? And what do you think is, like, what do you think is the most valued? Is it perception or is it not value, but which one do you think people most use, if that makes sense?
Perception.
Yeah. How so?
Because I think most try to appeal to other people. Mm-hmm. So they just act in a way that could be either favorable or cause them as little ridicule as possible. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people aren't like themselves. Like we all... I don't know. Some people really don't put on a front to people. Some people put on a little bit of a front. Some people put on an entire front. But yeah, I think like most people just do perception just to get by on a day to day. Instead of like being true, fully true, which is tough, being fully true. What do you think?
I think it's hard to figure out what's the, like if it is like what you're seeing is reality versus, you know, just what you're thinking in your mind. So, like, I guess you meet somebody for the first time and you think they're outgoing and you think they're friendly and you think they're intriguing, but then you sort of get to know them and then you realize, like, they're not actually those things.
Yeah.
Sort of fucks with you, like...
Wow.
I know, like, I met some people in college and... Like, I remember, they were very outgoing and very, like, out there. And, I don't hear from them now. Like, I don't know what's going on or how they were. But, you know, it just felt like I never, those type of people, you know, could never really sit down. And I'm thinking of one in particular person. I don't want to say names, but they had a sweet. His name starts with a P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Uh-huh.
And whatever. Paul, oh. He was like the most outgoing person that, you know, I met. In, well, there's another one. Shout out to Lauren. But Lauren is real. but it's like, I never really got to see what type of person he really was, or like who he actually, you know, what his feelings were, what his emotions were. So it was like I only had a perception of him versus what his reality, what he's like. So it sort of messes with me now when I meet people, because I'm like, when I meet you for the first time, is this really you? Like, and do I want to know who you are? Or like, if I make you my friend, am I ready for what the reality is that you are gonna be? So like meeting friends, you sort of build that relationship with them to figure out who they really are as a person versus what you perceive them the first time.
Yeah, you have to. Nobody gives you themselves entirely the mm-hmm. first time you meet them. You have to, yeah, over time, you see the chinks in the armor, what makes them tick. You see the strengths, the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you just meet somebody out first time, meet them out, party, drinking, everybody's like outgoing, fun times, but it's like in the quiet moments when you're having like discussions on life, mm-hmm. their life, when you really like find out about people, the way they move, like the body language, things they say.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, with the not to go back, but with the leftovers, you sort of feel like a lot of that show shows a lot of insecurity, but they don't really show it. You see it. And you see the emotion, but they don't, like, if you were to meet that person in real life, they wouldn't really express it to you, but you know that they're insecure because you've watched the show for so long. So, like, you're in the characters' heads.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, they're insecure and they're unhappy. Most of them are just miserable inside,
mm-hmm.
and they're just living with, like, mask on because they, none of them have really gotten over, like, the departures. That's a great point.
And that's, like, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this topic, too. Because, like, one of the things I have an issue with is perceiving one thing. Perceiving an emotion based on what I see versus what the reality of that emotion is. So, like, let's say, like, I write my girlfriend a note that says I love you. And if she doesn't answer back, I automatically assume that she doesn't love me. This is just an example.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that she doesn't love me. It just means that, you know, she took what I gave her and, you know, there doesn't need to be a response. But me as a person, sometimes I'll say, I try to read people too much.
I'm the same. I can be.
And it ends up being a fault because you're reading too into it.
And you're putting flaws on this people for, you're assuming. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, one of the four principles that I try to, like, don't assume, don't take anything personal, mm-hmm. always be impeccable with your word and always do your best. Be skeptical, but always listen as well is the fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, with the assumptions, you assume and you really can't assume. That's why now I'm trying to, like, keep clear communication. Like, if I really am, like, I'm just going to ask, like, what is the intention, you know? Because, yeah, I'm the same, like, when I send and I need a message, like, I'm reaching out and I need to know something, I don't get, I'm like, because I automatically assume in this era we live in, everybody's on social media, everybody has your phone in their hand, so you've seen, like, whatever I'm, like, axing, and not like a hi, like I need an answer on this. So, and then that gets me, but then it's just like you can't, I can't, like,
but can you?
You just be hurting, I don't know, yourself. You just be hurting yourself continuously if you keep, at a certain point, like I had a good conversation with Carl and Don over the week, at a certain point you gotta like go with expectation, like adjust your expectations for people. And stop putting too much on, and just like flow with life, you know. And it's hard, and I still like falling it too. But you can't like attribute too much to the people. Like we all have our moments. Some people are more dependable than others, you know. And I think as time grows, you learn that about people, and as time grows, you learn more about yourself. And maybe things you think you're perceiving or you're putting off to people that you didn't even know you were. So I just think it takes time as well, topics like this.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
I don't know. As someone who, like, I feel like I'm an introvert. So I'm more of a, I stay more to myself and analyze. But that's also a downfall because I overanalyze a lot. So, like, I try to see what it is that I'm perceiving as real versus what I'm just making up in my mind. And I think as a, you know, 26-year-old person who just has a full-time job and living on our own, we're experiencing these feelings for the first time. But it's not like, like when you're growing up, you sort of ask your parents for advice. So like your parents see you going through things, so they automatically are giving you this advice. But at this age, no one's telling you how to do things. No one's telling you how to feel, or no one. So you're experiencing it on your own and coming up with your own assumptions. So that's the hardest thing for me, is trying to figure out, like, if this is real, or like whatever it is that I'm feeling, is it a real emotion, or am I just making it up in my head because of the situation? So like a lot, like I'll put it out there, like my brother, he's a corrections officer. He works every day over God knows how many hours. So, like, the time that I want to hang out with him, I get a little skeptical because I feel like he's tired. So I might not reach out to him to say, hey, you want to, like, chill or hang out, or you trying to go, like, to the sneaker store, because I feel like he's tired. But then on the other end, I found out that he thinks I don't hit him up enough. So it's like, I don't know how to really figure out that path, but at the end of the day,
you just ask. That's what I'm learning. Like, you just, if it's really on your mind, you just communicate and you get a clear answer. Because living in like this mental anguish is just not, the older we get, it's just not worth it. Like you said, I like to analyze too. And I'm an observer and stuff, but there's this thing, like, I try not to dwell in too far into the negative now. If I don't know, then I'll ask. And I just won't assume, like, the negative.
Yeah.
If I don't, unless I have, like, a good, like, set of data and I feel confident, like, assuming a negative about a person. I just won't do that. Because I'm just trying to, like, the negative thoughts, they just, you just harbor up and you build up. And then you just, you can just be building up negative feelings in your head that literally don't exist. And you're just ruining your day. Meanwhile, this person who could have, like, or situation might be correct, or this person might have the highest, like, admiration for you, and like you think like they hate you because you won't communicate.
Yeah. And that's why, like, sometimes I wonder too, like, if people understand how much other people affect each other, and like just having a simple conversation with some random person in the street, you could learn so much from them. Not just like whatever you want to know, but mentally, like, will put you in a totally different state. Like, I used to hate reading, and now I love reading because you never know what the next page is going to tell you.
Yeah.
And, like, I always wondered, like, why is it that we can't just be honest and open with each other, that we kind of, it's like a human trait to sort of build a wall.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to
And like, instead of putting your full self out there, you kind of, you know, build a wall to protect yourself from God knows what. I don't know what you need to protect yourself from, but why can't just people be a little bit more open? Pause.
Yeah, I think clear communication would help a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't want to feel any kind of pain. I think nowadays people want to feel no kind of, so if they could, like, any way to, like, avoid it, but that's just dangerous, and that just builds up, and eventually it comes out in different ways. So it's not healthy. You should communicate. I definitely agree.
That's the thing. Like, you know, you meet people, and you see things, and you don't, like the conversation I had last week about the guy who wanted the help with videos, you know, it's a clear communication what you want. This is a relationship you're building with somebody, so being open and honest is something the other person needs at the same time, so that you both can work together. But it just seems like people have their own agendas, so build that wall.
It's a great point. Again, I was talking to Carl and Don, and we were talking about, like, especially living in New York City on a day-to-day, like, if you're out and about, you can really see enough, like, interactions or have your own personal interactions that'll make you, like, not even want to talk to people. Like, the way we treat each other, the way you're treated, like, subtly or directly. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of good-natured people. And my whole point is, like, you can't just retreat from life, you know, like, there are a lot of good-natured people, and, like, sometimes it, like, can feel like lonely, or it's not, but you just gotta keep pushing.
Yeah,
because there's always like good people. Like the day, like, I can't believe that is like a, it's like, what do you, you know? But there's always good people, and you, again, like, yeah, strangers, even in your life that you like take for granted, like you don't know, notice, or give enough like attention to.
I feel like it takes one day at a time. So like, if you're having problems now mentally or emotionally, then it really, like, I started listening to, like, self-motivation videos every morning. And I don't know who has said it, but it takes 14 days to build a habit.
No, so, I read 21. Who?
I'm just saying a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But the more consistently you put your mind in that state, the better you be. Each day it goes on, and it may not be easy after a certain amount of days, but that's the purpose of it. It's supposed to build you into this person that you want to become. So, I mean, I feel like I've met a good amount of people, especially on the podcast, that have a lot of positive energy and a lot of positive words that really, I feel like it resonates with our listeners. But as far as like us wanting to put content out, it gives us a up, like,
yeah,
like we didn't meet them from last week,
yeah,
and we met them the first 10 minutes. We didn't know each other. Going in an hour later, we was talking as if we knew each other for years, and like,
yeah, built. They are strangers.
No, yeah, yeah. So it was nice to actually like meet a stranger, and like put walls down, but still have them there, but communicate openly and honest. And they really have me thinking in a different light after that, especially about meeting people in general. And you never know what you can meet. So, like, the whole perception versus reality, I think it's all in your head. And, you know, you got to try your best to filter out what you need and what you don't need.
Yeah.
And you build yourself after that.
Yeah. And communicate.
And communicate, yeah.
Get clear, like, clear answers.
I think, yeah, that's the best thing, too, for relationships.
Definitely.
Like, if you're in a relationship, communication is, like, that's the only thing I think that's going to...
That is, yeah.
Going to save you.
There's no mistake. There's no, like, second guessing. You get clear answers on whatever you need. You live with it. It might not always work in your favor, but at least you know.
You know, exactly.
So I'm glad, like, so continue to grow. I'm realizing this. Yeah, communication, very key.
But what's next for the topics?
You said you want to talk about 808s?
808s. So I had a little thought, and I heard this song. I think it's called Cupid. I'm not sure, but one of my boys, it'll be on our Instagram story. He wanted us to check out this song, and it's called. It basically has to do with how like Cupid fucked him over because he lost the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very emotional song, but the song is super dope, and it had me thinking.
Only like gangster rap.
Schoolboy Q.
Yep. Shoot him up, bang bang. Yep. Rep your set.
J-Rock. Only tattoos on foreheads.
Of course. Teardrops. Oh my God. The whole nine. But I hear your little music.
But my little emotional music.
Yeah.
Emo music. But I remember listening to, I can't remember the date, but I remember when 808s came out and everyone was hating on it. Like, no one I knew loved it as much as I did. No one I knew was playing it as much as I did. And no one I knew actually even wanted to give it a try. Like, if you never heard Kanye, you didn't want to hear it. You already had bad reviews on it. And it was one of the hardest things to try to push people to listen to. How was it for you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I was like, this is Kanye coming off. Like, this is already college,
graduation,
and late registration, right?
Yeah.
And you have to push people to listen to Kanye out? That is insane. Yeah, it was Kanye, so I was definitely going to check it out. And I don't, Coldest Winter? No, it wasn't Coldest Winter. It was the first thing. Love Lockdown's the first thing I heard. I thought it was cool. There was a remix that came out that was even better. Like, somebody morphed the sound. Mm-hmm. The sound, it was even better. I was like, yeah, I'm in for that. And I heard Coldest Winter before the album came out, and I knew what inspired the album. And I was like, damn, this is sad. But damn, this is dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to check this out. Mm-hmm. And it was dope. It's like one of the biggest artists of our time is at his most, like, vulnerable. And he's taking like a creative risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it worked. I thought like sonically, the music just flowed. Like, I loved Amazing, which is like a little outside the vibe of the album a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I love See You My Nightmares, RoboCop, Street. Like, it's just,
Bad
I don't know.
News.
Bad News.
Pinocchio Story.
Like, I love like melancholy music. Mm-hmm. I have my place for that too. Because we all get sad.
Mm-hmm. But that felt like that was the first time we ever heard a rapper vulnerable. Like,
to this extent, for a whole album, like, definitely for me, for like 26-year-old, yeah. Like, what was that, 07? 08?
I don't even remember.
Like, I'm in high school too.
Yeah, I think it was 08 or like 07 September. Because it was the Music Awards, the MTV Music Awards, and he performed Lockdown for the first time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm in high school too. You're going through your own little things with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
And just your life in that time. Everything is like the most intense. And so, like, you feel everything so intense. Like, now it is like, oh, that wasn't even that crazy.
Yeah.
But in high school, yeah, everything is urgent. So, yeah, I heard the music. I was just like, damn, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I did hear, like, a couple people didn't like it because he wasn't rapping. And I never get the, he's not rapping, so I can't listen. Like, people get it with Drake, and we're going to get there. But I never, it's like, okay, he's not rapping, which you might have been able to see from Love Lockdown.
Yeah.
But is the music good?
Mm.
If the music's not good, then okay. But I've heard people's critique is like, yo, he's not rapping. I just want to hear him rap. And I just don't get that closed-mindedness. But that was me. Yeah, I loved it.
No, I agree. It was like, and I used to go to the boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we used to do competitions, especially like ping pong and pool competitions, we would play the newest music that was out. And I always wanted to play like Love Lockdown and like Coldest Winter? It's the video that is very cartoonistic.
That's Coldest Winter.
So that one
I forgot about that one. That inspired that amazing Drake cover, but go ahead.
And remember there was two different versions and there was one version, the Kid Cudi.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the version that was supposed to be on the album, but he switched it up.
Wow.
But at that point, I was trying to, like, I remember growing up and you know, I used to listen to a lot of Usher and Bow Wow when I was younger, and a lot of them. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I mean, hey, yo, Doggy Bag when we were young, is it Dog Pound or Doggy, whatever? One of Bow Wow's albums was fire.
No, Bow Wow hits.
At the time, that shit was fire, and I was playing everywhere. But that's besides the point. I don't want to give him.
No, he was good back in the day before all this. But go ahead. Yeah, that's a tangent. Yeah, sorry.
But like, I was starting to think like. It put me in a different mind state as far as what hip-hop was. And, like, I still felt like it was hip-hop. I didn't think it was R&B. I didn't even know what it was, to be honest. It wasn't rap, but it was hip-hop. And it was a guy who...
Yeah, it wasn't... it wasn't, like, quite R&B. It wasn't quite rap. I was like... That was another thing. I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. But I liked it. But, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
And, like, it brought me in a place where I was in tune with my emotions. I feel like that was the first time I actually felt something real instead of something that I just, like, I guess, so I remember listening to Usher's Confessions, and Burn apparently was the song to listen to because this was about Chili.
Yeah.
Couldn't relate to the song. Even though I was young, I couldn't relate. I liked it, but didn't understand the emotion behind it. Love Lockdown came on, and I related to it,
mm-hmm.
and not only as, you know, a guy who listens to hip hop, but as a teenager, like, what you feeling is it's real, and you're not the only one feeling this way. And here's this guy who was getting married, and he lost his fiance, left him.
Long time.
He put it on a wax, he put it on a song.
Coupled with losing his mother.
And, like, he's alone.
Couldn't even imagine. Oh, go ahead.
He's alone. Like, and I had lost my grandma at the time, too. So it was like death was the first time I experienced death. And this I didn't even think of Kanye as Kanye. Like, I just thought of him as a vulnerable ass person who, like, and I feel like everyone was getting at him at that time, too. Because he had that suit with the hairdo.
Yeah.
With the heart that was broken. He was very like, this is love, love, with the auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I didn't understand it. And I loved it. I didn't. And if I had to really, like, think, would this be hip-hop in 10 years? I would have never thought. Like, we were here. So, like, one of my questions was that I had was, did you think this was going to be, like, I feel like 808s was the first step to where we are today with all this singing, rapping, and, like, this emotional rapping, this Bryson Tiller, true to self, open up rapping. Like, did you think that 808s would impact the culture as much as it did?
Not to this extent, no. Because I was, back then, I wasn't, like 16? I wasn't really thinking music trends and stuff. Mm. I'm just so in my, like, life in my head. I'm not really, like, how I, like, analyze things nowadays.
Mm.
So, no, I didn't really, I wasn't even thinking about the future, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, no, I can't lie and say, no, I didn't. Because I wasn't analyzing, I wasn't thinking what the next waves were, what the next trends, but... Like, nowadays, I do that. Like, I look and what's happening, what could happen with the future. But no, not at that time, no.
No?
I thought, like, maybe... No, I don't even... Nah. My thoughts were specifically for the album. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking what it would do for the game.
I didn't... No, I agree. I was just... I didn't come as a huge idea, like, yo, this is, like, a game changer.
Young 16-year-old me was not... Nah. I'm just trying to get through calc and not get detention.
No, I forgot about the
tangent. Yeah,
Then that's why, like...
But look how much it has influence.
And it was one of the most hated albums at the time. Not the hated, but the one of the most... I don't want to say hated.
Divisive, polarizing.
Criticized.
It's like a lot of things. People say no, and they're like the next... Like, if somebody says, yo, that's crazy, you might be onto something. You might want to stick with it. If enough people tell you that, like, mm-hmm. what you're saying is insane or it's crazy, you might be onto something. Because look how much things people have said that about. And then it turns out, this one I didn't get it. I didn't get the hate.
No?
I didn't get it. If you wanted a traditional rap album, I got the hate. But aside from that, I'm like, if you listen to the music. Same thing I say about Drake nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
If you want him to be rapping and you don't want any kind of singing, then I get it. But if you listen to the music, And like Drake, like So Far Gone, definitely motivated by 808s in this whole. So thank you, Kanye, for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it gave me a new love for him too, because I haven't really liked him these past. I mean, I liked Life of Pablo, but it didn't make me like when we used to talk about it at work and we was waiting for it and the expectations and
his album.
Yeah, when he didn't know when it was coming out and that he was releasing it, but he only released it at Madison Square Gardens. It was like. It didn't bring me back to old Kanye.
What's old Kanye?
Old Kanye? Actually, I don't know if it's old Kanye. It's Kanye, Beautiful Twisted Fantasy.
Well, that's the last time he went away on like a hiatus.
Yeah.
And he came back with that. So with Kanye, I'm going to always... Well, he's done musically. He's a musical genius.
Yeah.
So I'm going to always... And... I love that he takes risks, because for longevity, you got to reinvent yourself. And he's done that risk over and over with Yeezus, 808s, obviously. And as much as a mess as Life of Pablo, the rollout was, it was crazy, the rollout. Loved the album. And I definitely had my like hesitations. Yeah. Like when Facts first came out, I think it was New Year's Eve. What were we, 15, I think? I was like, I don't know about this one, but got my trust right back. So
that's when he came out with
No More Parties Kendrick. Snippet. And then eventually the whole thing came out. So,
no, I agree. And Kanye, he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves, I feel like. I mean, he does get a lot, but I feel like he's our Michael Jackson. Like,
yeah, you won't really see it until... I guess he's like old and people see it now, but you won't really see because he's still writing his story too. So who knows how much is left in his story.
And it's
like the chapters already written are like, this is already a classical novel. But
yeah.
I don't know how it ends, but he's still writing. He's in Wyoming.
In a mountain.
He might come with the most fire ever.
I swear, if that album is not... Nah, it's going to be fire. But I'm just trying to, like, why did you have to go to a mountain in Wyoming?
Why that's a cabin, I think, for that amount of solitude? And how did that news even come out?
This is the way
I don't even know.
I don't know.
What to believe.
I just hope it comes out with great music. And I'm glad, like, not for nothing... I don't know what our parents' generation was and what was like the music back then, but I'm kind of glad we experiencing music now.
Yeah, we got all the music now. We got all the music.
Like, you can't take it away from us.
No, and you a wealth of options.
And like, I feel like you can't even tell your child not to listen to hip hop anymore.
No, it really is culture. It's culture. You can't. It's unavoidable. You got like Katy Perry getting the Migos on record. It's like.
And dissing.
It's unavoidable. Dissing. And Nicki Minaj, yeah, you can't.
We crossed
your favorite act, so yeah. Yeah, they got to. They got heat. They get what's cool. So, yeah. Nah. Could be worse.
Oh, yeah, that could be worse. It could be like in a country or like a pop era where like we all listen to Taylor Swift.
And rap and hip hop is just completely shunned and nobody wants to work, but that's where the heat is.
And that's another thing, too. You just brought up a good point. Like, so now we have, let's say if we have a top five, it's J. Cole, as much as I don't really want to put him, Big Sean, Kendrick, Drake, and is there a fifth spot?
Who's the fifth?
Just throw a name.
I guess, like, Chance?
Okay, yeah, Chance. So, like, those, in 10 years, those are going to be, like, the OGs.
Nah, because
I think
Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole, they're already the OGs for their, like, because you already got, like, the Yachty's and the Uzi Verts and all these people below, because they've all been active for, like, Drake is coming up on a decade. Cole, too, I think. When his first mixtape? Like, a fish.
2008, 2007?
Yeah, they're coming on a decade soon.
Kendrick, too.
Yeah, so they're like...
Big Sean, I think, too, is a decade.
Yeah. So he's of OG, a little lesser than the other three.
Yeah.
No diss, but he's just like a... But, yeah.
I would say not. They are OGs, and they're like the people to look up to. But like, I'm thinking more in terms of Jay-Z and do I want to say Blueprint 3?
Well, what about that?
Like the impact Jay-Z. So okay, I'll say now that they are the OGs. So like, I'm listening to a lot of younger guys, and I'm trying to figure out who's gonna fill that spot. Like, Dave East, if this album that he comes out with could be like the next So Far Gone that basically takes off and makes him one of like the top in the game. Like, I'm trying to think of all these new perspective artists. Coming.
Like new or like Chance new?
Because I feel like Chance needs to come out, but then he's not going to come out with a debut album because he's not signed.
No, he is. He said he is.
He is?
He is. His next, he's working on it.
So his debut album?
Yeah. His next release is supposed to be his debut album. That's what he told Complex.
So I don't know. I don't know if I consider him an OG yet.
No, he's not an OG, but I'm saying, you said new guys. Are you saying like Chance level new or like even after him?
Chance level new and even after him.
Name, who are some other new, like, not... God, I keep hearing like Yachty's and who else?
We're not gonna have that type of.
Because I know if I look, but there's nothing that like. Who are some other people that are coming up?
So we have Dave, which I think, as far as New York, he's the best right now. I really like Young M.A. I think like she has the opportunity to be like a real female MC, like only pure MC. I don't see pop. Russ. A dude that could make his own albums, make his own beats, and he really could rap. Like, he has a 20 something song album, and he's selling tours like out.
I need to look at these Double XL freshmen.
Oh, the list.
I need some, like, yeah.
Be careful though, because this is like 22 Savage, some weird names.
I just need to see some of the faces so I could get like an idea. Yeah. Cause nobody's like jumping in my mind, like in the Davies. Just on that little Dickie G Herbo. They'll be good, G-Herbo. But you mean in terms of like popularity? Who's gonna
longevity?
Like,
who has like? I feel like who has that reach to sort of be at the level?
What about Young Thug?
Young Thug, I feel like he is a little bit of an OG.
When did he come out
of the closet? when was Rich Gang out?
Not that, like 4 years ago. He's relatively new,
but he's really successful.
He hasn't come out with an album either. Like, Chance is really successful, but he hasn't really come out. He's with the people he should be, which is why I think he would have. He's on like tours with Drake. He's collaborating with like Kanye. He's like with the people that matter. They recognize him and they. Like, he jumps to my mind, and he's is he after Chance? They're around like the same time, right?
Yeah, I think he's after Chance.
Like, he would come to, I'm talking about mega, not like New York legend successful. Like, he could be, he has the people that are ultra successful now, he's in pictures and they're saying they love him. Like, yeah.
He's in like next Tupac.
I don't know about all that, but.
Yeah, I think Wyclef said that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. Yeah, so you have, like, the Acclaim. Let's see him. I'm talking about, like, mega successful, as successful as you could be. Like, those two I could see being.
Okay, because I'm thinking about more, like, game changers for the future.
Game? Who have been game changers in the past?
Drake.
Aside from him.
J. Cole.
Mm-hmm. You see people coming up aside from Chance and Young Thug that could be game changers to that level. And what do you define as game changing?
Make a different album that's different from what's coming out. That's a hard question.
Well, Young Thug will definitely do that. Yeah, seeing country snippets.
The young, beautiful.
I'm all for it.
What's that?
Easy Breezy, Beautiful Thugger Girl.
He better. He
don't have country music.
I can't. But whatever. If it works, it works. If it's hot, I'll listen to it. But I don't know. That's like Nelly trying to cross over to country music.
Yeah.
It's all in my head. But I don't know. It's just something that I have to feel when I listen to your music. Like, when I listened to So Far Gone, I felt like that was a reinventation of hip-hop at the time. Like, it was something that new. It was a new experience that I never felt before listening to hip-hop. Like, J. Cole, the come-up, I've never heard someone spit like that. And storytelling-wise, you know, there was no one at the time doing it. And Kendrick, listening to his stuff, the way he was rapping, you know, it made me want to listen to him. Not so much of what he was saying, but how he was saying it. And, like, Big Sean, Super Duper Lemonade, when we was listening to that for the first time, and we was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, but he had a lot of ways to go.
No, he did.
Eventually got there, but he took a lot of twists and turns.
He did, but that's, I mean, yeah, he should have, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I'm glad he found his niche at this point. So, like, these people I'm naming now, I found this new dude. He has a song called Just Like You. And it's basically saying, like, in the video, I'm assuming it's his son. It's him and his three boys. They're sitting there smoking, doing whatever. And the son gets up and starts reciting the lyrics to the rapper. He's like, I don't want to be like you. I'm not trying to be no drug dealer, no rapper who think he's going to be trapping all the time. Like, I'm not a loudmouth. I'm going to go to school. And that song, like, that's only one song, and I feel like his whole tape is going to be great just because of the content and the way it made me feel. That, and Russ makes me pause, makes me feel like that. Dave East makes me feel like that. Don Q makes me feel like that. Like, it's a new, refreshing sound. So it brought me back to when 808s came out and how, like, that changed the game, and I'm trying to see now what's going to change the game this time around?
Like, in terms of crossover or just talent?
Talent. Just talent. Especially with all this shit that's out. Like, yeah, yeah, Lil Uzi Vert, yeah. Playboi Carti, Yachty. Whatever's playing right now, everything sounds the same. So,
you think so?
Sort of. Like, I can't listen to...
Everything sounds the same, though.
If I go on...
I just think we have access to too much. Like, I'm looking at this last Freshman cover. Yeah, you got Yachty and Uzi, but then we got, like, Dave East, Denzel Curry, G Herbo, Kodak, 21 Savage.
You like Kodak?
Anderson .Paak. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, but they're all different. Like, Anderson the first .Paak. Two, they're different sections of, like, that cover.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, three different. You got the New York rapper. You got the two that people claim are mumble rap, but then you got G Herbo. 21 Savage, Kodak, they're all, like, different.
You know,
Lil Dicky.
Oh, Lil Dicky.
They're all, like, different.
They're all different in their own right, yeah.
So I'm just saying, there's a lot of variety, I think.
Denzel Curry, I don't really like.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of options musically.
No, yeah. You just have to filter what you agree. Actually, I had another question before we do this, but Mac Miller.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about Mac Miller?
I have select songs from him, but I couldn't say, like, I'm the craziest fan.
He's one of the first people to be independent.
Oh, yeah, then I respect his business ethic.
I feel like he's a mogul, too. He's a OG, too, in his own right.
I agree. I agree. He is.
And very underrated.
So I was just looking at these different covers.
No. I got to check out that list, too, because I keep seeing, like, people on Instagram trying to send their shit, like, be the in the Freshman 2017. Like, I think Casanova's trying.
Oh, that's the 16. Like, the 15 has, Fetty. But aside from that, like, Vince Staples, he's going to be around.
Yeah. Him, too.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's a...
I see a kid, Tink. Rory, Dej Loaf, OG Macko, K Camp, Go Link. Mm-mm. Let's go to the 14 though. Lil Durk, Chance, Kevin Gates, August Alsina, Lil Bibby. Ty Dolla.
Oh God, that's the one with this dude Troy Ave.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, but not every cover is a 100%.
No.
Yeah, I was just trying to get inspiration. Oh, damn. Yeah, Cole's on the 10.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's interesting to see what's happening this time around. Since there's so much flux of music, I'm interested to see what's going to happen and who's going to change the game. I think that's what I'm really looking for, who's going to change the game.
I just don't know whose run is going to be better than the one we're currently experiencing.
Yeah, and how? Like, how are you going to top this?
I don't think it can be. And I know it's going to sound like I'm riding his dick or I'm a fanboy, but he hasn't been like, it's just every couple of days a new tidbit comes out. Like, he hasn't been outside the Billboard 100 since 2009. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, imagine me saying that to somebody that like hates him, that will just like downplay it. People love to downplay. They just pick and choose what they love to downplay.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah, in regards to his run, yeah, he hasn't been outside the Billboard 100 since 2009. That's not, what, 8 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And he's breaking records from like the Beatles. Even before that, like the streaming, I don't know who's going to this run. The streaming, billion streams, and the way streaming's going. I just don't know who's going to do it like this. Like, this rain he's on.
I don't see it.
Like,
either.
The last person was like before him was Jay. And Jay's run was amazing. Like, in terms of like album quality and sales. But then this one is like the sales and the numbers just continue just to be overwhelming and they keep climbing. So that's why I was trying to wonder who's going to really break through, like not just on a talent base, but like commercially as well, like that. I could see Thug, I could see Chance, but I don't know. But you never know.
I mean, Kendrick is...
No, but they're in the same... I mean, after those people.
After those people.
I don't mention Drake because it's like when you mention like LeBron in terms... Those are outliers. Those are like transcendent. Those are once in like generation types. But aside from that, you know... Cole, too, he has a really good fan base. Like, imagine what kind of core you got to build up that you could just announce your album, like, a week before and still, like, go gold without a single or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's even, like, I mean, Drake could do it because he's built, but he releases. He doesn't release, like, a single. Actually, I'm going to stop mentioning Drake. Because, like, he is outlier, like I said, but, like, J. Cole literally doesn't release any singles. He just announces and people go. For a while. That's very impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
And that goes platinum. Double platinum. There's no features, no publicity, really. So.
That's true.
It's interesting.
I don't know who's going to... I mean, they each have their own little thing that makes them successful. I think also, too, it's the way you treat your fan base. Yeah. And you're growing your fan base. Because at the end of the day, I remember listening to Drake, and then he put on the website, Over was coming out.
Yeah.
And like the amount of the excitement we had for just that first song, he made us excited for that. God knows how.
Yeah.
And like him doing a concert for free in South Street ended up being Armageddon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he did that.
2010, yeah.
I don't know how he did that. And it's going to be interesting to see how someone can top that, if they can ever top that. Like Michael Jackson.
No one's going to have this run like that. But in terms of... Albums, they weren't streaming, didn't. When they were coming up, streaming wasn't a thing at all in terms of album sales. That's one thing, like your rollout, Apple Music didn't exist, these different streaming sites. So, it's going to be interesting. They were like the last like megas to break through before now. We got this new, how things are now.
Yeah, they brought the record industry back, I guess, right? You could say that, or music industry.
Streaming did too. Well, yeah, they did actually, because people weren't really. It was a time,
people weren't buying albums.
Even now, without streaming, like these sales would look. That's what I knew, though, in terms of like we were talking earlier about what did I predict or what did I see with 808s when it came out. I knew when the streaming rules came out, and then I saw views was 20 tracks. I already knew what the intention was with that. I've said it a couple of times, like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you throw everything to the wall, something's going to stick. And then, but now people, and then my thought process was, more people are going to see this and they're going to try it. They're going to pack, like, an amazing body of work, amazing, like, 10 to 12 track body of work within, like, 20 to 22 tracks just to get streams. And I can't knock it, but then it's like, the integrity for the music, where does, I get it, but then it's like a lot of things are going to suffer. I'm going to have to treat like a lot of albums like playlists and make my own thing, you know?
Yeah, like the future.
But that's the, I hope everything isn't like that in the future.
I think that's how it's going to come down to it, how these artists make these the music and how they present it. Cause you can't, like, that's not gonna be flying no more. Like, I mean, I like Russ did that.
What?
Russ has a 20, I think he has 22 songs. This is his album. This is his first album he put out. But to go on the other side, he released a whole bunch of songs for the past 5 years every day. Like, he just put out music every day. So this is a collective of his first collection of music that he's presenting. But I think it's also, too, streaming numbers. You want those numbers as much as you can get. So it's smart, but I think the ones who figure it out, like Kendrick, 12 songs.
But he's not. He already looks like the type that's not going to have his, like, artistic integrity compromised for, like, music or sales. He's going to make the album. And I really respect that he wants to make. So I don't really see. He's going to make an album. His last album was, like, what, 12 tracks?
Yeah.
So I don't see him doing that for... Mm-mm. Drake makes, I can see, I already saw that.
Yeah.
It just makes,
and to the more like what playlist.
If you, yeah, if you're just like focused on like long term, how long have we been now? I'll wrap up soon, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it just makes sense for him, but Tracklist coming out, Bryson Tiller has like 19, I think. Yachty's album, again,
Chris
Brown, 40 tracks, double album.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who?
Chris Brown. So I just hope some, you know.
Yeah. Work. Let's see. It's an interesting time for music, though. I'm super excited. And anybody who's a child listening to this.
No idea what life we used to be like. Because we're right there on that bridge at 26. We're right there on that bridge. But hey, move with the times.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on your mind?
That was covered it, you know. Jarrell, we miss you.
Yeah, this was a Rel-less pod, but hopefully, you're enjoying getting sand between your toes.
Mm-hmm. With a little bottle of tequila. And don't drink none of that water.
Yeah, like, don't touch the water, yeah.
Yeah, you might end up hallucinating and in a Mexican jail, and we're going to get a call, and we can't get you. So live it up over there. We're going to give him the spiel this week.
Oh, yeah, Jarrell. Yeah, I'm resting on my laurels. I forgot Jarrell's not here, yeah.
Gotta get an angry Jarrell. So what our listeners gonna do?
I was nice to him last week, but I gotta get back on him. What they gotta do?
What they gotta do, Kev?
Rate, subscribe. But seriously, thank you, everybody. We're getting more and more feedback. We're getting more and more plays.
Mm-hmm.
And we just appreciate the support, the good words. Hopefully what you guys have been hearing, you're encouraged by, motivated, you laugh, you're entertained, but it makes you think. And hopefully we just keep continuing to grow. So again, if you like what you hear, please rate, please subscribe, please spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
What's this, episode 34 in the chamber? We definitely have something here for everybody now.
Yeah, and we're getting more people want to come on, people want to spread their word, spread their projects they're working on, so that definitely helps us.
Yeah, there's a lot of people building, so there's a lot, we're just getting started.
Yeah,
so.
It feels like a new chapter, this is it, but thank you again, guys.
I hope by the time you heard this, you've had a wild but safe Memorial Day weekend. And I hope you're at work right now listening and you're nursing off that hangover from a long 3-day weekend. Or you just relaxed as well.
Yeah, you watch
I'm going to find
shows.
A hybrid this weekend. You do you.
And as always.
Till next week, stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.